What's up? This is Kinsley, and you're listening to the Curls and Courage podcast. Hello, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of my show, Curls and Courage, and thank you so much, truly, for listening. If you're new here, my name is Kinsley Meeks, and I am a mental health advocate. I'm a coach, and I'm an athlete, and I created this podcast in hopes to inspire you and motivate you to reach your highest physical and mental potential. That's what it's all about. So most of you know on my podcast, it always has a key message and an overall theme, right? Again, it's about improving your health and wellness, not just physically, but also mentally. So when we talk about the path to overall health and wellness, it's really a culmination of many different things relating to your training, your nutrition, your rest, your recovery, your relationships, your community, environment, your mindset, and a lot of other things on top of that as well. So every week, what I like to do is on my IG story, I post a small segment called Fortitude Friday. And this segment is really all about ways that you can overcome mental barriers, ways that you can improve your mental resilience. It's just a short, like 45-second clip that I like to post. And I encourage you guys, if you're not following me on Instagram, go ahead and do that so you don't miss out on any Fortitude Fridays. You can reach out to me through my Instagram account at YoItsKenslow. That's at YoItsKenslow, or my business account at Fitness for Fortitude. That's at FITNESS, the number 4, and then the word Fortitude, which is FORTITUDE. Definitely check those out so you don't miss the Fortitude Fridays. But anyways, appreciate your support on that one. Main reason that I'm saying this is last week, I actually recorded a quick story post, again, like a 45-second clip, that was speaking on the topic of today's episode, training your mind just as you train your body to optimize your health, to build true mental resilience, and just to have a better quality of life, which I feel like I know we all want. I know that's the path that I'm trying to place myself upon as well. So after I got done, you know, in my little apartment, filming that quick 45-second video, I just thought, wow, like I need to talk about this clip a lot more than 45 seconds. That's just not going to cut it, because there's so much detail when it comes to training your mind in the same way that you train your body. And I truly do believe once you master your mindset, not just your goals are going to become more attainable, but also just your whole perspective on the way, your whole outlook on life really is going to change, obviously for the better. I really enjoyed creating this episode, and I think you guys are going to love it too. I cover a broad range of topics in this episode, just so you have an idea of what you're looking for. We talk about the concept of mental reps versus physical reps. We talk about the power of positive thinking, gratitude, and mindfulness. We talk about overcoming procrastination, which is a big one, solving problems, visualization, and then also just how you can rest and recover better, not just physically, but also mentally. I want to share with you guys daily habits that I use every single day, or that I do every single day, that is, to overcome the challenges in my life and work on bettering my mental health. So all ideas of today blend both the body and the mind, giving you the best resources to improve your overall health. And I really do hope these ideas kind of resonate with you in some way and inspire you to make a change in your life. I truly just cannot stress it enough. Prioritizing your mental health and your physical health really does make all the difference. And if you like this episode, I just want to ask one quick favor. If it helped you in any type of way, please let me know by sending me a message on any of the Instagram accounts that I mentioned earlier. Or you can also leave a rate and review on this podcast on any major podcast platform. I'm talking about Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Bcast, you name it. It's going to be up on YouTube soon. Just be sure you guys show your support and know that it really does mean so, so much to me. There's really not much more valuable than those rate and reviews. So not that I have it all figured out, but I will say I have learned how to cultivate a very strong mindset in the 23 years of my life. And I want to share that with you guys along with a couple things on my physical fitness. So let's jump into today's show. And let me also say, I know what you're probably thinking. Like, this girl, Kinsley, she is so obsessed, always talking about lifting weights, always talking about fitness, always talking about mental health, always talking about the connection of our bodies with our minds. And here's the thing. you're 100% right. I am pretty low-key obsessed, but it's because I know the true impact and focusing on both your mental and your physical health to be at your best. And I want to make sure I do everything in my power to help you guys in the same way that I feel like, again, optimizing my own health in these areas has helped me. Listen, at the end of the day, we all got to eat. We all got to get that bread. We all got to build strength. We all need to look and feel like the best versions of ourselves. So here's my story. You guys already know that I train super consistently, right? I mean, I strength train about 5 days per week. I train hard. I'm structuring my workouts in a way that makes sense. I'm pushing sets heavy to failure. I am making sure that every session that I do is packed with intensity and packed with purposeful reps, always execution. Outside of that, I'm also doing cardio 5 days a week. I'm doing multiple different things. Maybe it's boxing one day, maybe it's running, maybe it's plyometric work or improving my skills with tumbling, or maybe it's just pushing, climbing up that Stairmaster. I'm moving intentionally and I'm keeping my heart rate elevated. And I'm embracing the challenge every time I start to do cardio as well. The thing is, I execute day in and day out on these physical things on a consistent basis, regardless of how I'm feeling. But being physically fit, right, it requires continuous practice and continuous dedication. This can oftentimes even seem like the easiest part of health and wellness, especially if you're crazy like me and you just love pushing your body. But what's not so easy, and honestly, what's not talked about so much either, because it's a little bit harder, it's a little bit more of a touchy subject, but it's the mental part of fitness. And just like the physical aspect, mental fitness requires practice and consistency as well. For me personally, it really wasn't until I would say I started placing more of an emphasis on my mental health that I actually started to feel at my best. And what I mean by this is feeling stronger, feeling more confident, having better self-esteem, and just feeling happier in general. So what this is all about, how can you actually put in the reps for not just your body, but also put in the reps for your mind? I want to talk to you guys about the concept of mental reps, not just physical reps. So there's a couple practices that I want to start by covering. Really, there's five main ones that I kind of jotted down. The first one is going to be just positive thinking. So you need to ask yourself, are you someone who sees the glass as half empty or half full? Do you look on the bright side in a negative situation, or are you down in the dumps and always looking at the negative things in your life? For me, I would say I definitely consider myself an optimistic person. Of course, we all have those days where everything kind of goes to crap and we're just like, man, like this is not the vibe. But for the most part, I try to stay happy. I try to present the best that I can every day and I try to remain positive, even when the situations in my life are maybe not so positive, and that happens with anyone. So I truly do believe that developing a positive thinking pattern within your mind is key when it comes to bettering your mental health for several reasons. Number one, it's just going to help you reduce stress. So when you make a conscious effort to think positively, this helps shift your focus away from negativity and from stressors in your life, which translates to a calmer mindset. For me, I've talked about the struggles that I've faced with anxiety and depression in the past, and I will say when I'm thinking positively, it drastically reduces my, I would say, issues in these areas. My anxiety goes down. My well-being is a lot better. You have to actually handle your problems. I want to give a disclaimer on that. You can't just be like, oh, I'm just going to think positive. Everything's going to work out. Like, no, it's not. You have to make sure you're actually putting in an effort, taking action to resolve these issues. But at the same time, having a positive mindset is always going to make that problem at least 1% better. So I'll give you an example. Take something bad that has happened in your life, and things are always happening bad in our life. That's just how life goes, right? We see the good, but we also see the bad. Something negative happens and you let that setback drag you down. This is what most people do. And I've done it in my past too. So you go down this rabbit hole and you think, oh, why me? This situation sucks. I can't believe this is happening to me. You just keep complaining and complaining and complaining. And let me tell you, nobody cares. And you're only making your mindset worse. So instead of going down these negative thought patterns, you have to learn how to shift your mindset and think to yourself, okay, I'm going to make an effort to actually problem solve, and I'm only going to focus on what I can control rather than what I cannot. next, I will also say, when you think positively, when you have optimism, it improves your ability to bounce back from setbacks. And again, as we mentioned, life is full of setbacks. So this allows you to kind of face your challenges and, I would say, adverse situations with more confidence and more perseverance. That optimism is also just going to boost your self-esteem. Your self-esteem is so important because the way you feel about yourself is going to show when you present yourself to others. So positive thinking allows you to see the good. And I mean the good within yourself. When you know your self-worth and you feel strong in that, when you're compassionate towards yourself, this really is a crucial part to bettering your mindset. And I want to tell you guys, you have to truly believe that you are worthy. You have to know that you are loved. You have to know that you are strong. This will empower you to pursue your passions, pursue your dreams, pursue your goals so much more boldly. Practice number two that I want to talk about is going to be gratitude. Gratitude is a daily practice for me, and I encourage you guys to incorporate this practice into your daily routine as well. And it's not that often that we just stop for a moment to actually think about what we have. Typically, and it's just human nature, I do this too, we are constantly thinking about what we don't have or what we wish we had or what we're working towards. Oh, I wish I had a new job. Oh man, I wish I had a bigger house. Oh, I really want that new outfit. I wish I had more clothes. Man, I wish my relationships were better. I wish I had a boyfriend. I wish I had a girlfriend. I wish I had more friends. I wish I had more money. You feel me? I wish I had more free time. It could be so many different things. And it's okay to want these things. It's okay to work towards these things. But taking the time out of your day to actually think about what you do have is so important too. And it will completely shift your perspective in the best way. So let me tell you guys another story real quick that made me think more about gratitude. The other day, I was driving down the road in Miami. And in Miami, there are a lot of homeless people. And it always makes me feel sad every time I see them. I'm a compassionate person. And I know that could be any single one of us, right? You make a bad move, you lose your family, you lose your money, you make a bad decision, you struggle with addiction. Any of us could be on the side of the road at the end of the day. That's just how I see it. So a couple weeks ago, I have these bars in my house. They're little nutrition bars. They're like strawberry flavored. They're like multi-grain bars. I used to eat them after training sessions just as like a quick carbohydrate source, but I ended up wanting to go a little bit less processed foods. You guys know how passionate I am about sticking to only whole foods. So now my post-workout is like just chicken and rice, something super basic. So what I decided to do, because I had bought these nutrition bars like in bulk. And so I have probably like 10 boxes of them up in my pantry that I'm never going to eat. So I went ahead and put them in my car. That way, every time I see like someone who's homeless on the side of the road, maybe I'm not in a place to where I'm giving them a bunch of money, but I'm in a place to where I can at least give them something to eat. And these bars are pretty good. I will say they're actually pretty good. So anyways, I'm driving down the road. I have these bars in the back of my car. So I see a homeless guy on the side of the road. He's asking me for money. I don't have anything on me, but I say, hey man, like I don't have anything. I don't have any cash on me right now, but would you want these bars? Like they're pretty tasty. They're strawberry flavored. And he is just so grateful for these bars. He's like, ma'am, thank you so much. Like you, strawberry. Thank you so much. These are going to be so great. Like you made my day. Have a blessed day. And it just made me stop and think about like, wow, this is literally a pack of 6 nutrition bars. And this guy is just so appreciative and so grateful towards me. And it just made me stop and think again, like, wow, my problems are really small in comparison to some other people's. So you have to really think about that. And having that gratitude will make your perspective just be so much different, but again, in a positive manner. When you express gratitude, when you're grateful, you intentionally move your focus from the problems, the stress, the difficulties in your life to the more positive aspects of your life. And this translates to a more balanced perspective, which is essential for having mental resilience. Having gratitude is also going to improve your coping skills when things get tough. It's going to help you acknowledge your progress, and it's going to help you better your overall outlook on your life. All right, so daily practice number 3 that I do is problem solving. If you want to train your mind like you train your body, you have to be quick to solve problems. And this really is going to go hand in hand with the next point that I'm about to share with you guys. But this is what I mean. Again, it's human nature to kind of want to push away our problems, right? We might procrastinate, be like, ah, I'll do that later. And then you end up never doing it, or wait to the very last minute and it's stressful. Or we numb ourselves with unhealthy habits. To get rid of that problem temporarily, real talk, maybe it's alcohol, maybe it's drugs, maybe it's sex, maybe it's food, maybe it's social media, TV, it could be anything for you, but we numb our problems. And believe me, I've done this as well, still do it sometimes, but I definitely try my best not to. And let me tell you, you can only procrastinate for so long and you can continue to numb yourself, but when you get done numbing yourself, or when you get done procrastinating, that problem is still going to be there at the end of the day. That problem doesn't just magically disappear. Usually the problem just gets a little bit worse when you push it back. So what you have to do is take action to solve that problem versus pushing it back. And usually we know what the problems are. We just have to have the courage to face them. And that leads me directly into my next point. Point number four. Facing your fears head on, doing the hard things. We talk about mental reps, right? Try actually facing your fears versus letting them be just on repeat continuously in your mind. Let's relate this back to physical fitness and physical health as a whole for a second. So when you have a plateau in the gym, you address it, right? You assess the problem, you make changes to your existing routine, and you do everything in your power to break through that physical plateau. When you have a mental roadblock, you should be doing the same thing. You should address the mental roadblock holding you back from achieving your goals. This may be, again, fear. It might be self-doubt. It might be procrastination. Similarly to working through a plateau in your physical fitness, you have to take action to overcome your specific mental barrier. And from my experience, again, we generally know what that problem is. We generally know what's holding us back, but we just kind of choose not to do anything about it. So this can be hard, believe me, I understand, but I want to share with you guys some things that I do and some things that you can do to push through mental roadblocks. And I want to elaborate a little bit on each. So the first thing is just maintaining consistency. You have to make sure that when you are facing something that is challenging your life, you just kind of keep pushing towards making it better and taking small actions every single day to improve on those areas. Because usually problems in our life, especially if they're big problems, it's not just like a quick fix. It's not a quick phone call. It's not, just this small task that I got to handle. It's usually something you have to be consistent with and solving over a period of time, right? Secondly, you got to set small goals to make progress and make your goals and what you're trying to accomplish feel a little bit more manageable and more attainable, because sometimes we have these huge issues, we have these huge goals, we have these huge projects, and we may not even start them because they just seem so overwhelming. Or again, we look at the bigger picture versus breaking things down into smaller goals, and it just makes our minds be just so fatigued and mentally taxed. Third thing is you have to maintain focus. And whatever you do, life is full of distractions. And it's easy to get distracted. Let me tell you, especially me being a girl in Miami, it's crazy out here, y'all. I be getting distracted. I can't sit still. But I always try to ground myself in what I need to focus on for the day and make sure those tasks are accomplished in relationship to the goals that I know that I need to do or accomplish in the future, okay? Fourth thing is you need to lean into persistence rather than perfection. I've talked about this before. I'm a perfectionist. I know many of you out there listening, those type A personalities, you want everything to be done perfectly. That's not always going to happen. If everything has to be perfect before you get it done, you're not going to get much done, because as humans, we're not perfect, right? So focus on that word persistence, again, rather than perfection. Two more things. So next would be seeking accountability and support. I know when I have like a major issue or a major problem or a major goal, I try to seek support from other people around me who I can trust. And for me, I keep my circle small. It's not that many people. It may be me having a phone call with my brother, seeing his perspective on something. It may be me asking my mom to hold me accountable on a specific task. Like, it usually stays within the family for me, but it's seeking accountability and support. This could be someone you trust. It could be a friend, a family member, someone who's even a professional in that specific area that you're maybe trying to accomplish. You just got to know when you need to seek help, because you can't do everything on your own. So last practical tip would be just being willing to adapt, okay? You have to be flexible. You have to be able to adapt in multiple situations, okay? And then last main practice I want to go over when we talk about training your brain is mindfulness. Mindfulness is basically the concept of being fully present and aware of what's happening in your current moment without any judgment. So you're paying attention to your own thoughts, your own emotions, as well as the world around you. And I think this is such a big problem in today's society. I mean, we're always on our phones. We're always looking down. We're always in our own world. We're not being compassionate anymore towards other people. We tend to get easily lost in our past regrets, our past circumstances, or maybe even our anxieties towards the future. But when you're more mindful, your mental health will improve because you are making a conscious effort to actually experience the present. Not only that, but you're accepting. If you're experiencing something, you're accepting it. You're experiencing and accepting the present moment with a clear mind, with a clear headspace. And this is something that I've been trying to practice a lot more lately too. I don't just mean like meditating or going through breathing techniques. This can be good too, you know, in the morning, you feel me? But I mean actually making a conscious effort to be more present in the moment. And I want to share again a couple easy ways for you guys to start doing this. First thing is just think about the conversations that you have on a daily basis. This is a big one. So are you talking to the guy on the street or your neighbor or your maintenance man or the waitress at your dinner table and just saying, hey, what's up? How are you? And just not saying anything about it, moving along your day? Or do you actually care? Are you actually genuinely asking this person, hey, how are you? Waiting for their response and concerned about their answer. I know we don't always have the time in the day to have 30-minute conversations with everybody, but the people that are important to you, actually show them that you care. And even the people who maybe you don't know so well, sometimes the smallest, hey, hello, how are you doing? And actually connecting with another human being can make the smallest difference in someone's life. I mean, one of my biggest pet peeves is when someone asks me how I'm doing, I don't even get the time to answer and they already turn the corner. That's half the people in Miami. Like, how y'all gonna do that to me? You know? So why even ask the question if you don't even care? So just be more intentional about your relationships and your conversations. That's a great way to be more mindful. And again, something I'm working on as well. So mindfulness is, again, an important practice when it comes to executing well on those mental reps, which we got to get done. I'm getting fired up. I feel like I can barely breathe on this episode. So deep breath. Next thing I want to talk about is going to be visualization when it comes to training your mind. Visualization is a key way to improve your mental state and again, train your mind. So it's a practice that I do often and I encourage you guys to do as well. Visualization is when you are forming mental images or mental pictures in your brain of specific events, projects or goals to better your performance and better your focus. Powerful, powerful tool. Number one, it's just going to increase your motivation. You are literally creating a mental image of achieving your goals, which strengthens your motivation, which I know we all lack sometimes, to take action towards these specific goals. Secondly, it enhances your positive thinking, which we talked about the power of thinking positively earlier. Visualization also promotes more self-regulation and a greater sense of control over your mental state, which makes you feel more focused, more grounded, and more resilient, especially when you're going through challenges. If you want high-quality supplements that taste good and yield results, you have to check out First Form. This is a supplement company that I truly do believe in. First Form products are backed by research and created to improve your overall health and performance. What I love most about this brand, though, isn't the products, it's the team's philosophy. Developing an undeniable belief in self, cultivating courage, and adopting a no-quit and never-settle mentality, which you guys know I am all about. But of course, the products are bomb, too. Right now, I'm loving the vegan protein powder and flavor iced oatmeal cookie and the unflavored creatine to boost my performance in the gym and fight off muscle fatigue. Be sure to get these awesome products from First Form and purchase through my link, firstform.com/KinsleyMeeks, in my Instagram bio at YoItsKinslow, that's YoItsKinslow, to support me and better your overall health and wellness. Now let's get back to the pod. So here's how I do it, and I actually want you guys to stop for a moment and do this with me. If you have some time, if you're just listening straight through, you're in a rush, don't stress it. But if you have some time right now, just do this practice with me for a minute. Only going to take you like 2 minutes max, okay? So first thing is this, get to a place and I want you guys to start by just creating a mental image of your goals. So you're going to shut your eyes. You're going to imagine yourself accomplishing a specific goal. This could be anything: finishing a big project, nailing a new job interview, starting a business, hitting a new PR in the gym. Y'all feel me, my lifters out there, or maybe even mastering a new skill. I want you to literally visualize every little detail of the process. From there, again, eyes are still closed, I want you to feel your desired emotions. Imagine the feeling of accomplishment, of happiness, of pride that come with achieving that specific goal, and let those positive emotions radiate within you. Allowing yourself to actually feel things can be tough sometimes, but in this practice, it's essential for sure. And then lastly, I want you guys, number three, to visualize overcoming obstacles, because when you have major goals, let me tell you, they never come easy. In your mind, vision yourself overcoming these challenges, overcoming these hardships while you're working towards these specific goals. And this is going to help you reinforce confidence and help you build a mindset of fortitude. I'm telling you guys, this is not some woo-woo stuff. Visualization is vital when it comes to putting those mental reps in. And then last thing today that I want to talk about, going to keep you guys rolling, is going to be the importance of resting your mind just as you rest your body. Here's what I mean by this. When you're working towards physical fitness goals, you cannot go crazy and go balls to the wall every single day. I'm telling you, I've tried it in the past. You cannot strength train at your 100% capacity every single day. If you have a goal of running a marathon, you cannot run 26 miles every single day. You cannot run every single day. If you don't take rest, your body will break down eventually, and your body won't be able to perform to the best of its ability. But not only that, it probably won't be able to perform at all if you're not giving it rest. And your mind works the same way. So say again, you're working towards a major goal. You have to know, and you have to be honest about this too, when it's time to sit there and take a step back. A lot of people don't talk about this, again, because it's hard. But as an entrepreneur, I've been through so much mental fatigue and so much burnout in my life. Again, I'm young, but I work a lot, and I'm young to be in the roles that I'm in. So I feel like experiencing this is kind of common for me, but it's something I've learned to deal with. And I know when I'm not giving my mind the rest that it needs, it affects me emotionally. It affects the way that I go about my work. I'm not able to give my best. I'm more irritable. I don't show up for my clients in the way that I want to. And I feel emotionally drained, less productive, less creative. So in short, mental rest is vital for maintaining mental clarity, emotional well-being, and just overall proficiency. It's a crucial part of self-care. You are taking care of your mind so you can perform to the best of your ability. Again, it's all about maintaining balance and remaining sharp within your mindset. So what can you do to actually optimize your mental rest in the same way you do your physical rest? First thing is, you just got to take breaks. I'm not telling you take a break every 5 minutes, but throughout the day, if you're working a lot, take short breaks. Secondly, you got to practice mindfulness, as I mentioned earlier, keeping your mind calm and promoting mental clarity. Next, you got to limit multitasking. Try to focus on one task at a time so your brain isn't overwhelmed or overstimulated. And then lastly, you have to take time to relax. And if you're crazy like me, you might even have to force yourself to relax. And it could be anything: taking a walk outside, calling a friend, listening to your favorite song, taking a minute just to vibe. You feel me? Dancing around, smelling the flowers. You just gotta take a moment sometimes. Rest and recovery really is everything when it comes to a mental and physical perspective. So basically, overall message that I want you guys to get today is, remember to please train your mind in the same way that you train your body. It comes down to thinking positively, regardless of your circumstance. It comes down to being more grateful for what you have, focusing on the good things in your life. There's always something to be thankful for. It comes down to solving your problems and facing your fears head on. On top of that, you have to be more mindful, and you have to visualize what your goals and dreams are. Feel your emotions. And lastly, just make sure we're getting enough rest for the mind too. So I really hope that this podcast gave you guys some insight on my life and then some valuable tools that you can go ahead and start incorporating into your life today to help you better your physical health and your mental health. I want to encourage you guys, if you did enjoy this episode, please again, follow me on social media. Or if you want to hear more about my journey, please be sure to reach out to me again on Instagram or just shoot me an email. Also, you guys know I am a personal trainer. I'm a nutrition coach. I've been coaching online for a while now, and it's something I absolutely love. For me, the values it really comes down to good training, good nutrition, and good mindset. So if you need help in any of those areas, know that I'd love to help you. I am accepting new clients online. So you can reach out to me through the email kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com. That's KENSLEYMEEKSFIT@gmail.com. And I will get back to you as soon as I can to set up a consult. Really excited to work with some new people this year. And then lastly, as always, I want to end the show with a Q&A. So question for today is from a listener that I received a couple of days ago via DM. This is actually very relative to today's show, something we talked about earlier. But question is, let me pull it up here. Okay. How important is sleep? Does it really make a big difference in your progress? And what is your best advice for better sleep quality? Couple questions at once. So first off, yes. So sleep is crucial, honestly, for both mental and physical health. I'm sure you've heard this before, but when you rest, your body is repairing muscle tissue. Not only that, it's also releasing growth hormones and allowing your mind to recover. So when your mind is recovering, it's going to lead to better cognitive function, better mood, reduced stress, less anxiety, better focus, and many other things on top of that too. As far as improving the quality of your sleep, I'll go over a couple basic ones. First thing is just having a specific sleep time and wake time. You want to try to regulate what's called your circadian rhythm. And I understand there's going to be times where you can maybe sleep in a little bit later, where you have to stay up a little bit later to work on something, and that's fine. But try to go to bed and wake up, I would say, within about an hour at the same time every morning and every night, if that makes sense. And maybe you have a couple of days, you're a little bit more flexible. I'm all down for living your life, enjoying yourself. But when you're in like a routine, I do find that that's super helpful. Next would be having a good wind down routine. This is something that I have been doing for years now. For me, it's always hard to kind of wind down my mind. And again, if you're busy, maybe you're working long hours, or you just have a lot going on in that crazy brain of yours, take the time to actually establish a routine that helps you relax your mind. Next thing would be the basic things that people touch on. Having a cool room. You want to make sure that your room is not just cool, but it's also dark. So no blue light. Try to limit your caffeine intake. Don't drink caffeine, you know, at 5 p.m. and then expect to go to bed at 9. It's just not going to happen. And then also consider sleep supplements if necessary. If you guys have questions on specific supplementation, there are a lot that I could recommend for sleep. You can just reach out to me personally, again, through those IG accounts we talked about earlier, and I can send you guys a couple product links, or I can make a separate episode on this too if you'd like, but that's just a whole nother topic. But look into some supplementation there, or seek professional help if you need. I'll be open and honest about it. I have struggled with my sleep for years, and it's something I'm still in the process of improving, but I reached out to a medical professional in my physician, actually, and I'm on a sleep medication that has drastically helped improve my sleep. And sometimes if it's a last resort and you need to have a specific medication, you might need to do that, even if it's only for a short time period. Because again, we talked about it. If you're not sleeping, your quality of life, your performance, the way that you feel, the way that you look, it's not going to be very good. So yeah, I think that that's all I have for you guys today. Feel free to send me any questions that you have. And just know, again, I really appreciate the support that I get towards this show. Definitely, as I always say, have some exciting things planned for Curls and Courage. I wish you guys the best mental health, the best physical health possible. Wishing you guys blessings, supporting you always too. And looking forward to next week's episode. I will talk to y'all next Thursday. Bye.